Morning with Danone Danacol. Tune into a tasty way to help lower your cholesterol. Trust Danone Danacol with plant sterols. A delicious way to start every day.
Text Lyric 51554.
Now, Friday, well, I've come back to you. I'm never far away from you, really. I am never in spirit far away.
I was watching and listening to you. You looked good.
Dermot Muck.
Well done.
But you have to do what you have to do. It was
great fun.
Now, Nevin, firstly, welcome. And secondly,
thank you.
You've been hanging around with these chickens now in my absence.
For the last couple of weeks.
The chicken. And all you're left with is ties.
Yeah, I know. And it's a bit of a tongue twister. There we go.
It's a tongue twister, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. Chili chicken.
Chili chicken.
It's a one pot wonder, but it is using chicken thighs, which I've said in your show, they're a great value and they're full of flavour. You know, they really are.
And it's not something that we're that eager for necessarily. I'm a great man for the white chicken meat.
I am. That's very interesting.
So this is having a go at something
else.
Well,
of course you can do it with chicken breasts, you know. But the thighs are delicious, I really, you know. But
right.
This serves 8 people.
Eight people.
The first thing we're going to talk about is making the sauce for it. It's
a
very simple.
Big event. Yeah. People around the
table.
You
get a big casserole pot.
Lovely.
That's if you're having family and friends, and you know, at the minute they're having, shall we say, holy communions and confirmation. There's lots of family get together. So this would be ideal for that, especially this time of year. So first of all, what I want everyone to do is just with some onion, 2 large onions. You can use red, I use regular onions. Just slice them, cut them in half and slice them nice and thinly. Cook that in 2 tablespoons of rapeseed oil. And what I want you to put into that is 250 grams of chorizo. Chorizo is kind of like a lightly spiced Spanish sausage. It's fantastic, so it is. And there's smoked paprika in there. There's good quality pork. The best one you can get is called patanagra.
Where'd you find that?
The black pig fed in acorns, and it's absolutely fantastic. We use it in the restaurant. And
that sounds like it'd be very either hard to get or expensive.
No, you can just go to a good delicatessen or a good crab butcher.
How do you spell that?
Patanagra. P-A-T-N-A-N-A-G-R-A. Patanagra.
Patanagra. Okay.
Yeah, it's just the black of ham, and it's just the best chorizo you'll taste.
Oh.
Actually, very interesting. Yes. I'm talking about chorizo in Spain, but there is an Irish company called Cubine which are making really interesting chorizo, and I know like the likes of Fanlon Burn in Dublin, you can buy it there.
Yes, I know of them.
And they do the smoked sausages and of course the Cubine cheese, so it's the Cubine Smokehouse. So try that actually, and we're supporting Irish, and why
you
not?
Are always
it's really, really good. So Marley, what you do with the onions, the rapeseed oil and the chorizo, you cook that off, and then you put 4 red peppers which are just deseeded and cut into chunks. So this is nothing fine about this is a real rustic one pot wonder, as we call. You cook that off for about 6-7 minutes until it starts to kind of caramelize with the chorizo, and the oil in the chorizo will come out. So then I want you to put 2 by 400 grams of cans of chopped tomatoes in, 2 chicken stock cubes, just make that into 1 pint of stock. So just with diluted. And just when we are talking about stock cubes, the best ones I think to buy, of course, if you make your own, it's nothing beats your own. Hmm. But it's called Callo, K-A-L-L-O. It's low on salt. And a lot of stock cubes are full of salt. So we're trying to maybe cut back with the amount of salt in our diet.
I know that. Nearly everything.
But if you can, Callo is a good brand and it's organic. But not the reason it's organic, it's low on salt.
Okay.
So Marty, you add that in them, your stock into your tomatoes, and then 1 red chilli, which is just the seeded and sliced. And then what you do is you literally cook that for about 10-15 minutes.
All right,
until you get it nice and thick. Now, where are the chicken thighs, you're saying? Where are they?
They're
gone?
Over there.
Have they left the building?
Walked out.
What you're going to do is, and they're boneless, so they're going to cook faster. Now, just remember that. So what you do with the skinless chicken thighs is, first of all, you brown them on the pan just to really crisp up the skin, and then put them on skin side up on top of your lovely tomato sauce with red peppers, chorizo, all those lovely flavours. Then with your casserole pot, you put a lid on that, you put that into the oven at 180, Marty, and that will take about 20-25 minutes. They'll cook very fast once the bone is out. Just make sure if there's any trace of pink in the chicken, absolutely pop it back in for a few minutes, okay?
All right,
but they will cook. And then the last thing that we're going to stir in, Marty, is a can of red kidney beans. Excuse me, these tongue twisters are coming this morning. So it's 2 by 400 grams. So that's the same roughly weight of the chopped tomatoes and the kidney beans. Stir them in at the last minute, warm them through. Say the last 5-10 minutes of cooking the chicken, actually, that's a good tip. Stir in the kidney beans, finish it with fresh coriander, put that in the middle of the table with a big bowl of mashed potato, or else if you want some crusty bread, It is fantastic. Or couscous, that would be delicious.
Couscous would be working with that.
It's light, it's summery, and it's fantastic, Marty.
If there's anything I fall apart from, it's the old crusty bread. I love it a bit.
Hard to beat.
Hard to beat, isn't it?
Exactly.
Like
it's delicious.
Really is but you it's only about 5 minutes then for the beans.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're already cooked. You're just warming them through. So yeah, and then stir them in. I don't want them going mushy. That's going to be the great texture.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
And of course, the lovely chicken. So if you're working on like, it's 16 large boneless, skinless chicken breasts. So that serves 8 people. So roughly about 2 each should be.
I'd love to be able to try something like this. I'd be afraid that I'd wreck it at the end though with the beans. But I know, but I'd love to actually just say, look, we'll have to do that in your kitchen.
Well, Marty, if you make it, will you take a photograph?
No.
And we'll put it on your webpage, please. Come
as
on.
I always say, it might look rubbish, but it'll taste lovely.
Well, that's good. Listen, that's the main thing.
It is, yeah.
When you make something, it's all about the taste.
Unless you're trying to sell it for a living like you. Which
that's
is
true.
Completely different. Now, just a reminder again, it's chili chicken one pot wonder. That serves 8, which is great.
It's great. It's a great family favourite.
And then from a cost point of view, the thighs should be a little bit.
It's economical. It's great value and it's full of flavour. And again, you can use the chicken breasts if you want to. I said serve that with couscous, but rice is delicious too. So kids will love this. You're getting in your vegetables, your peppers, the chorizo, and the chorizo will give so much flavour to it. If you don't want to use chorizo, smoked bacon will work fine.
Very nice. Okay, and a reminder that that's available. Thank you, my friend. Just a reminder that all Nevin's recipes are available on our website. Marty, in the morning, you'll find Nevin's recipes in there. This one for chili chicken, one pot wonder. You're a gentleman, Nevin.
You're a gentleman.
Safe home to your lovely
family.
God
bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.